Welcome, families, to week 9 of our family challenge. I hope you guys had a fantastic Easter weekend. I can't believe you're in week 9 of our family challenge already. It's our second last week of our family challenge, so I hope those game boards are full of stickers already. I hope you've been having lots of fun with your family, you've been answering the questions, doing all of the activities, so you can put stickers onto your game board. And remember, if you and your family complete the entire family challenge and you have all of your stickers on there, we have a little surprise for you at the end. I wonder what it will be, but I'll have to wait and see. Well, we're going to start today with our family activity. We are going to see how smart everyone is. We are going to put some items into a swimming pool and we're going to see if they will sink or if they will float. Are you guys ready? Let's see. We're going to start with a can of Coke. What do you think? It sinks. Let's see what happens with a can of Coke Light. Surely it will sink too. No, it floats. Next, we have a blueberry. What will happen? It sinks. All right, how about a watermelon? Will it sink or float? It floats. Last, let's see what happens with this bowling ball. It floats. How many did you get right? Those were pretty hard. It's so weird how some things that I thought would float for sure, like the blueberry, sank. And then other things I was sure was gonna sink, like the bowling ball, floated. It really makes you doubt what you think you know about things floating and about things sinking. Have you ever heard of the word doubt? What does doubt mean? Doubt means that you're uncertain or you think that something might not be true. So today we're going to learn about a guy in the Bible who doubted what others told him. Families, it's time to read our Bibles together. Pause the video and then pick someone in your family to read John 20, verse 19 to 29. Have you ever doubted a crazy story? Like maybe somebody said at school that their uncle is a movie star, or that they can lift 100 kilograms over their heads, or that they fought off a wild animal with their bare hands. You're probably smart to doubt those stories, but today we are going to talk about someone who doubted a true story. He just needed a little bit of extra help. Let's talk about Thomas. Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to his disciples. Jesus died on the cross and rose again. So he went to go see his disciples. When he appeared before them, he showed them the scars he suffered from the cross. All of the disciples were really excited to see him. But one of the disciples weren't there. We don't know why. Maybe he was walking his donkey. Anyway, that disciple was Thomas. So all of the disciples went to go and find him and tell him what they saw. Thomas said he wouldn't believe it unless he saw it. Once they told Thomas their crazy story about seeing Jesus, Thomas wouldn't believe them. Can you blame him? I mean, would you believe it if someone said to you that someone died and came back to life? I think we all would have acted a little bit like Thomas and doubted the story. Well, Thomas said that he would only believe if he saw Jesus for himself, if he could put his hands in the nail marks and put his hand in Jesus' side where the spear had pierced him. Then Jesus came back. About a week later, Jesus appeared before his disciples again, and this time Thomas was there with them. He wanted Thomas to believe too. So he showed him the scars on his hands, and he even let Thomas touch them so that he could be extra sure that it was him. And then Jesus told him something really important. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe. From then on, Thomas believed, and we should believe too. Jesus calls us blessed for believing in him. Did you know that it's normal to doubt God sometimes? And did you know that Jesus doesn't get angry at us when we doubt? In fact, Jesus told Thomas something else that we can learn from. And this is our memory verse for today. So let's all say it together. I'm going to say each part of the memory verse and then you will repeat it after me. Are you ready? Let's go. John 20 verse 29. Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." Good job. Now let's say it all together. John 20 verse 29. Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." Great job. So our memory verse says, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." But what does this mean? It means blessed are the people who haven't seen Jesus with their eyes and touched him, but still believe in him and know that what Jesus said is true. So who are these people? They are us. We can't touch Jesus physically and we can't see him. We haven't seen him alive here on earth, but still we believe in Jesus and we trust him. So how do we know about Jesus? How do we know he was a person and that he came to earth? Well, we know through the Bible. The Bible is God's word, and it tells us about Jesus and how he came and how he lived here on earth. It tells us what God says. In John, the same book we read about Thomas, it says that this book was written so we can believe that Jesus came to save us and that he is the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life. We don't see, like actually see God, but we see the work and effect of God all around us. We see it when we look at the beautiful earth that God created for us. We live, we breathe, and we see his work in our own lives and in the lives of people around us. So to get back to our story about Thomas, just like what it was for Thomas, it can sometimes be hard for us to believe in Jesus. And Jesus knows that it is sometimes hard for us to believe in him because we've never seen him. But through the Bible and through seeing God's work here on earth, we can know and trust God because he is faithful and true. And when we do believe in him, he calls us blessed. So families, now it's time for our family discussion questions. Some questions are going to come up on the screen. Pause the video and then take as much time as you need to go through the questions and discuss them with your family. Then come back. Sometimes it's really hard to know who or what we can trust. But I hope that after today, you'll remember that we can trust God because he is faithful and true. I'll see you guys again next week for our last family challenge. And if you're a little bit behind, you still have time to catch up on some of those videos and collect all your stickers so your game board will be full after next week. I'll see you guys then.